Hello, my name is Mark. Welcome to the Fitness Viewers Podcast. This episode, I kind of want to talk about how we can become a little bit more goal-oriented when it comes to our health and fitness. I think it's so important to establish goals, basically starting with small goals, that are more attainable to gain a little bit of confidence, gain a little bit of momentum, and then set some bigger goals once we've achieved some of the smaller ones. But always kind of having a long-term goal in the back of your mind as well. I think this is kind of a healthy way to approach this. But first, I wanted to kind of discuss, kind of dive into how and why we need to become more goal-oriented when it comes to our health. Okay, guys, 70% of Americans are overweight, with 30% of adults in America being obese. These are staggering numbers, guys. So obviously, the food in our country is not only the problem, but the lifestyles that we lead in this country are an issue as well. So we need to take a good look at how we're living our life and recognize any issues that we may be having and how we can possibly correct them. Heart disease is the number one cause of death that we can take steps to prevent, okay? Because most health-related hindrances can be attributed to dietary and exercise habits. And that's something, kind of why we started this podcast in the first place, is kind of hammer home on that point that, a lot of things that, that we struggle with as far as our energy levels and our health and our just ability to do things in general and how it bleeds into other aspects of our life, this can all be corrected or at least assisted with better health and exercise and dietary habits. So first step is to recognize the need for change. Okay, how do we do that? Okay, so are you overweight? Do you have low energy? Are you on medication? Do you feel hormonally imbalanced, depressed, anxious? Obviously, if you recognize any of these things as issues that you'd possibly like to correct, then obviously, that's kind of is slapping you in the face right there, saying, okay, obviously something needs to be different, because just stating the status quo is not a way to correct anything pertaining to the type of life that we lead. So the second step, look at our habits, okay? What is causing the problem, okay? A lot of habits may be distractions from issues making it worse, okay? Such as alcohol consumption, junk food, too much television and screen time is a big thing. A lot of times we need to recognize certain habits that we're doing and make adjustments in our daily living, because that's really the only way to see any type of noticeable change, okay? Third step is reprioritize, okay? We have to reprioritize how we use our time, how we see food and how we consume it and the types of food that we consume, and even the type of people that we surround ourselves around. So for example, when COVID came, I'd been on a fitness journey off and on through most of my life, but when COVID came around, I was not on any type of fitness track. And when we all kind of had to stay home for a little while and quarantine, and we had time to look at things, that was a good thing for me, because I don't mean to sound insensitive when I say this. I understand that the time of COVID was a very upsetting time for a lot of people and a lot of different challenges that people faced, and I was no different in facing a lot of those challenges, but it was a time for me to kind of utilize the glasses half full mentality. And what I did was I had a chance to pull back and refocus, because I wasn't go during that time, because I couldn't be. So this gave me a chance to kind of address attention in different areas that I could be doing differently to improve my life. And especially with the effects that COVID was having on people, that's kind of a fear factor, that it was like, okay, do I, want to have that kind of struggle that a lot of people are having when they contract COVID? So, it was an opportunity for me to reprioritize my time and make sure that I made sure I fit different types of exercises from home into what I was doing throughout the day, as well as, refocusing how I eat food and how I consume food, which is when I got introduced to the fasting. So surround yourself with success. How this applies to your food, okay, is basically, we've touched on this in the past as far as, making sure that you only have things in your home that are going to be successful for you as far as achieving your goal, okay? So we talk about eating whole foods as opposed to processed foods and junk foods and things like that, and this is a good example of how, we can reprioritize the way we see food, but the way we purchase food and the way, the foods that we hold in our home. Spending more time with like-minded people, finding people in gyms, clubs, social media presences. This is a big thing that's going to kind of reprioritize the people in your inner circle, as far as having the right people around you that will not only keep you motivated but keep you on track with your focus. Okay, if churches and temples, if you're looking for any type of spiritual healing or spiritual health, that can be a good focus as far as making sure that you attend that sort of thing a little bit more often. I definitely would recommend that to anybody that may be searching for anything deeper in their soul. Fourth step would be to strengthen your resolve through a focus, okay? So things will happen or come along that may trigger old habits, okay? And this is when your strength is really tested, okay? So, like, for example, you know, we all have that ex maybe that comes back, you know, sees that you're happy, and then, you know, things may have gone the way that they'd hoped it would gone, so, you know, they kind of rear their ugly head back, you know, like, you know, hey, what's up? And that's something that you obviously have to make sure you stay focused as far as, you know, staying into your situation, and your lifestyle and your diet and everything like that is really no different, okay? And then finally, the fifth step is to enjoy the benefits of your new habits, okay? Obviously, as you know, you've done something for a long enough period of time, it is when it starts to become a habit. Now, naturally, to break an old habit, you have to do the opposite 10 times is an old adage that I heard. But in reality, you have to be on a track for about 6 months to achieve a very good habit. Now, consistency is the most important thing with your habit, not perfection. Okay, guys, so make sure you remember that when, you know, if you make any type of mistake, don't get discouraged and say, okay, well, it's over. You're not starting over. That's not how that goes. We all have hiccups along the way, and we all come across bumps in the road, and just accept some things as, you know, some things that actually happen. And in all honesty, I think sometimes these things are good, because I mean, we're still alive, we still want to enjoy some things, you know, that we used to enjoy. I'm not saying that we need to do a complete and total flush of everything that we enjoy doing, but we need to obviously shift our attention to other things, and have the things that we are causing all bad things in our life to be a much smaller part. If it's something that we enjoy, you know, like junk food, alcohol, things like that. One of the things that you're going to notice when your habits are changed is your energy is going to be better, and therefore your attraction is going to be better. You're going to attract opportunities. You're going to attract like-minded people. You know, it's amazing how once you get a lot of this corrected, how it bleeds into other aspects of your life. And that's, you know, productivity at work, you know, your focus at work. You know, obviously, once you get things right with you personally, physically, mentally, everything else just kind of falls right back in the line. It's amazing how that works, okay? So too many people normalize bad habits, okay? A lot of times it's because maybe they don't have the courage to pursue improvements themselves, and a lot of times you'll see these type of people that will mock you for trying to improve because they need to feel justified in their decisions, okay? These are things that we have to either rid ourselves of or just learn to block out. So obviously, you know, you're going to have family members that maybe don't understand your journey and give you a little bit of a hard time when you know, at a function and you refuse a certain meal or a certain snack, you know, that maybe they'd be offering because it doesn't fall in line with what you have planned for the day as far as your dietary intake, you know, exhibit A, you know, and somebody may not understand that, give you a little bit of a hard time about that. If that's something that, you know, bothers you bad enough, obviously you want to stay out of that situation. But if you're somebody that's able to block out that kind of noise, good for you. You know, obviously you don't want to rid yourself of family members over something like that, but you know, learning how to block out that kind of noise and overcoming it is going to be beneficial for you as far as staying on track with your focus and your goals. Too many people feel anxious about starting gym progress. This is a big thing that I hear a lot of time. It's called social physique anxiety, where they don't want other people to see them in the gym because, you know, you have a lot of times the mentality is the gym atmosphere is this overwhelming place with all these people that are very strong and have been doing things for a long time, and that is true. But, you know, the fear of them judging you is that it couldn't be farther from the truth. Occasionally, you're going to have somebody who is, you know, impolite, and that's everywhere that you go. But the truth of the matter is the gym is one of the most supporting environments that I've ever been in. You know, you can ask for a spot, you can ask for advice, you can ask for tips, and they're just a really good collection of people that can assist you in your journey if it's something you do decide to overcome. Everyone there started where you are starting, and there is nothing quite as humbling as the journey of self-improvement. So that is kind of why they are the way that they are. You know, so even still, do things at home if this remains an issue for you, okay? My resurgence for my fitness routine started at home, just begin somewhere. That's kind of the important thing that I want to portray to this is get moving, okay? It doesn't matter if you go to a gym or if you do it at home, if you figure out something that you can utilize at home to get going, you know, that's, you know, it's something. Getting something started somewhere is the first step and the most important step. So if you need specific plans or extra motivation to get started, my suggestion would be to hire a trainer if motivation is a problem for you. We've talked before in the past about how motivation, once you become disciplined, motivation is not a factor at all. There are more days where I'm not motivated to do stuff now than I am motivated, but the discipline just takes over, and it's something that just kicks in overdrive, and you just, it becomes a habit. So, you know, it's something that I've been pursuing for years, so now it's not even a second thought. I don't even think about how I'm feeling. I just go and do it because I know it's time to do it. So, lastly, but not least, you always pursue continuing education in your journey, guys. This is going to help you as far as, you know, not only teaching you how to achieve your goals, but, you know, teaching you what is realistic as far as which goals to have, both short-term and long-term. So let's recap the episode, okay? 70% of Americans need improvement, so don't be a statistic, okay, guys? Be realistic about where you are and adjust accordingly, and stop normalizing detrimental habits. I think it's a big thing that we do that needs corrected. So hopefully this has been beneficial for you guys. Until next time, so long.